Hello friends, how are you? I'm Adriana Pal, accredited analog forestry trainer from Costa Rica in Central America, with another module of this training to be accredited as analog forestry promoters. Today, I'm going to talk about mapping. The objective of this module is to learn how to make the base maps that will guide you in your analog forestry design. Let me remind you to have your field guide and your notebook at hand. So, what does mapping mean? Have you ever made a map? In simple words, it would be to make a drawing of the contours or limits of your farm and the different elements that are within it. To better understand this, let's do an exercise. Close your eyes and imagine you are flying over your farm as if you were a bird. What do you see? There can be treetops, crops, roofs of houses or buildings, roads and rivers. These are just some examples of the so-called elements. Later in this module, I will explain in detail how to do this mapping. You will see that it is a fairly simple and practical exercise. Mapping is a very powerful tool in understanding the territory that will be intervened. It helps to identify the most relevant characteristics of the farm and to have a comprehensive vision of the management that is carried out and serves as a guide in the design stage. It is an observation exercise that anyone can do. No artistic skills are needed to do it. We can go from the most basic and general with a piece of paper and pencil to the most complex and detailed using scales or a computer program to make maps. Always try to use what is most practical and accessible to you and your design. Before doing maps, though, we must have a general understanding of the area. We could look for topographic maps which show the contour lines of the Earth's surface, or use technological tools like Google Earth. This is a web page on the internet that helps us to see aerial pictures of the land. You can even download the application to your cell phone. I also recommend that you consider the help of the knowledgeable people in the area, or people who know how to use technological tools, since other points of view and knowledge can help us to broaden the understanding of the terrain to intervene. Do you have someone in your community in mind who can help you? It is also important to mention that we must draw a base map at the landscape level of the farm, not only of the degraded plot in which we want to intervene, since many elements in the landscape, both internal and external, will influence our analog forestry plot. This means that we do not limit ourselves to only drawing our farm. We're also aware of what is outside of it and draw. For example, neighboring farms that have patches of forest with which we can connect our own analog forest, rivers or water sources that may be benefit to us, or even harmful elements for our projects such as neighboring plots with monocultures and the use of pesticides. We are now going to go into more details about which maps we must create. The first map is a biophysical map. What does this mean? Well, we're going to draw not only the limits of the farm, but also its contour lines and slopes, and even the natural energies that move within it. That is, the energies of our planet that give life, such as the sun, the water, and the wind. That is the first map that you make, since these natural energies are influencing factors in the rest of the elements of the farm. What we must put on this map is the following. Number one, movement of the sun. Where the sun rises in the morning, east, and where it sets in the afternoon, west. It is important to mention that the cardinal points must be put on any map. Do you know them? This is a reference system that indicates four imaginary points in reference to the position of the sun with respect to our planet. There are north, south, east, and west. It is important to emphasize that on a map, the north is always pointing up. That is, the upper part of the map would indicate the north. The bottom part, the south. The right part, the east, and the left part, the west. To determine these cardinal points, we can use a compass. If you do not have one, there is a compass application available on cell phones. Or the simple exercise of observing the sunrise and sunset can help us identify the north. The movement of the sun also changes throughout the year. If we can make this observation of the period of 1 year, it would also be beneficial to add it to the map eventually. This can be detailed with a symbol that looks like the sun and is placed on the map at the corresponding cardinal point. Number two, wind movement. The second thing which we need to draw into our map is the wind movement. We can observe how the wind moves throughout the day, in the morning, or in the afternoon, or at different times of the year, such as the summer and winter. We can also specify if there is cold or hot air, dry or humid. The movement of the wind and its direction can be marked on the map with arrows. That is, where does the wind blowing into your farm come from? Southeast? North? Have you ever made this kind of observation in your farm? Number three, water streams. As the third element, we need to focus on the water streams. Here we have to draw how the water moves into our terrain. Also, if there are rivers, lakes, tanks, or water collection and reserve systems. The movement of the water can be marked on the map with blue color or specific symbols. The fourth element, we should draw our slopes or contour lines. These can be observed with the naked eye or consult topographic maps and draw on the base map. To mark this, you have to draw curved lines. The closer the lines, the more slope there is. The more separated the lines, the less slope we have. There are also agronomic practices on how to determine the percentage of a slope and make contour lines, which help to see the outline of the farm more clearly. If you have the availability of doing these practices to make a more detailed map, it would be very beneficial, but if not, a simple observation is enough. I suggest you look at the image attached to this audio so you have a clearer understanding of what a biophysical map looks like. Do you remember that I told you about how these energies or natural factors can influence the analog forestry plot? For example, water, the abundance or absence of it can directly affect my design. And how? Well, if I know that there is a river that overflows near my plot, I need to pay attention, or if I determine in the mapping that I do not have any water source available, I have to think about how I will be able to irrigate. Let me ask you, how do you think each of these natural factors will influence the design of your analog forestry plot? Pause and think about it. The second base map we have to make is a current land use map. This means that we have to draw the different uses that are given to the land on the ground using symbols. These are the drawings that will represent each element. They can be buildings, nurseries, barns, stables, chicken coops, houses, trails, neighboring plots, roads, fences, vegetation patterns, such as forests, pastures, and various crops. It would even be beneficial to add the different types of soil, which is determined after doing the ecological evaluation. You also have to make a legend that tells the map reader the meaning of the symbols used to represent the elements on the map. This legend is a box usually located in the right corner of the map, which has examples of the symbols with a short explanation of each one of them. For example,
A circle can represent a tree, or a blue line can represent a river. In the legend, the circle and the blue line are drawn along with an explanation. If you want to specify what type of trees there are on the map, you can also make a legend that contains abbreviations for the names of these trees. For example, if there is an orange tree, you can make a circle as a symbol, and inside the circle you put the abbreviations OG. Later, you can make a legend with these abbreviations explaining what they mean. I suggest you look at the image attached to this audio of a current land use map. This can give you a general idea of how to make one. So, let's review what we have learned, okay? First, we have to make the biophysical map, in which we draw the direction of the wind, the movements of the sun, the water courses, and the slopes. The second map is the current land use map, in which all the elements on the farm are drawn, such as roads, structures, wooded areas, and neighboring plots, among others. It's not that complicated, right? With pencil and paper and our increased observation and practice skills, we can easily do this exercise. Now you might wonder, where do you start? Well, now I am going to give you some recommendations on how to take the first steps, which will greatly facilitate the process. First of all, take a tour of the farm, confirm the limits, and observe the neighboring lands and all the natural factors and elements that you need to draw on the maps. It would be beneficial to do it at different times of the day to have a better observation of natural factors. As I mentioned earlier, it would be advisable to do this tour with another person who is knowledgeable about the area, and in addition to carrying a measuring tape to measure the dimensions of the terrain to be intervened. Also, bring paper and pencil to make a simple sketch as you walk through the field. Later, you can calmly make a more accurate map. During the tour, do an analysis to try to identify the main objectives of the farm with respect to your analog forestry project. There may be parts of the land that are close to the streams or rivers and that need restoration work to recover the vegetation. So the objective would be to conserve and protect the water, and there may be other parts of the land that already have fruit trees and you can aim for self-consumption. You should know that these maps could be made on a large flip chart paper. These flip chart papers should measure approximately 72 by 92 centimeters. But if you prefer, you can also use a large cardboard paper. It is also advisable to use tracing paper, which is a transparent vegetable paper. This paper would allow two maps to be overlaid and features to be compared. To make the maps more detailed, you can use markers or color pencils, rulers, a compass, or any other tool that you consider necessary. As I mentioned before, you can go from the simplest to the most complex. You could make a sketch by hand or a more specific map with a scale. The scale indicates the similarity between the real dimensions of the terrain and those of its image on the map. For example, if we're going to make a map with a scale on a flip chart sheet, we could make it 1:1, meaning that 1 centimeter on the map equals 1 meter in reality. In other words, by having the flip chart measure 72 by 92 centimeters, we could represent a piece of land with dimensions equal to or less than 72 by 92 meters. Similarly, if you want to draw a tree with a scale, you can measure the size of its crown in meters and convert it to centimeters. For example, if the treetop is 10 meters in diameter, we can measure this with a measuring tape. The treetop is represented by a circle of 10 centimeters in diameter on the map, and thus we are representing all the other elements of the plot with scale. In this way, we make sure that the map is more accurate. This type of scaled map is more useful in the design map of the plot, which you will learn to do later, since it's in design you want to ensure that the species that are going to implement have an adequate and realistic spacing. Well, these first two maps show everything that is currently on the farm. These are the base maps that will help you with the design of your analog forestry plot. For now, we're going to make only these two maps, the biophysical and the current land use map. As I mentioned earlier, later in the design module, my colleagues will explain in detail how to make the analog forestry design map. There you will return to everything you have learned in this mapping module. But after receiving this module, you will already have the basic tools and the confidence to prepare the design map. And before finishing with this module, I'm going to give you some important reminders and tips to remember. Remember to put the cardinal points and mark the north. Use symbols and legends to explain the natural factors and elements of the map. If you want to specify what trees or plants there are, you can use abbreviations. You can go from the simplest to the most complex. At first, you can make a simple sketch with a piece of paper and pencil, and later move on to something more detailed, such as a scale or computer map. Walk the field several times, at different times of the day, in the company of other people who know the field. Include external elements, such as neighboring plots or roads, on the map, as they can influence the design. Don't be afraid to use technology or ask for help if you need it. With this, we conclude the module on mapping. I hope you have gained a greater understanding of its importance in the design of your analog forestry plots. Before finishing, I would like to ask you one last question. What principles do you think we're applying when we do the mapping? I leave you with that reflection, and I wish you good luck in preparing your maps. Until next time.